Okay, we're broadcasting.
It's a nice tie, Dr. Goodman.
It's very unmentalizing of you. All right, so you guys got the printouts and just open this up. Brianna, you're channeling Fun Eggy. What's going on with that? What's up with that?
I was looking at the manual right beforehand, so I think that might have given me an unfair advantage.
Everybody should be looking at the manual.
Well, like right before, so I might have.
Everybody should be doing that.
Well, I have those examples, right?
Yeah.
Huh? Don't they have those in the manual as examples?
So I think I was kind of primed.
Yeah, I tried.
Well, unless of course you were cheating.
No, I was not.
Now, how many want to speculate, perhaps interpret?
Is there any difference between prepping the code and cheating?
She could have been primed.
I have all of my rationales underneath, so I can actually justify why I gave it that score.
Yeah, because I deleted the answer key and I scored mine without it, just to try and.
Yeah, so we've got, you know, Brianna just going crazy here. I was really impressed. Melissa, you must have done something incorrect with the switching.
I didn't even see the printout in the email or anything.
Oh.
So I know. I said at a 0.07. I don't know what happened. I don't know. Well, I guess when we read the answers, I'll see.
We'll get to that. It must be that you had incorrectly entered the data or something went haywire there. But everybody, I don't know how Marie did, but everybody else did really well, I think. I'm very pleased with it. Now, Chris or Giacomo, were you able to find another set of 10 or 15?
From the actual packet? I didn't see much more beyond
that was it.
I mean, there were some that we went over when we were reading them out loud. When you had been reading them.
What about the data that is scrap that you can't use anymore?
Well, we're definitely going to practice on those, but we don't have Fun Eggy.
I mean, gold standard.
I think there are some examples. I mean, I think we could pull some together, but. Did you get most of yours from, you try to mix them from the high and the low when you put them together?
Yeah, the problem with the highs are they're like
really long.
But we don't have very long answers anyway, do we? No, but I mean we had gone over most of like what the sevens were, so that was why I couldn't really include any of the like sevens in here, but they're like in stark contrast, a lot more. I mean, I have some articles at home that I was trying to go through that, like, with Diana Diamond and that, but they really didn't give, like, the RF score for anything. You know, she was more, like, would give samples of, you know, what a DR answer would be, but then just talk about patient X in, you know, much more generic terms, but without giving, like, a silver standard score.
A diamond score.
Yes.
Well, what about the Vermonte articles or any?
He didn't give any.
No.
It's all text and stats.
I'm having to do it on the last one.
Mm-hmm. All right.
No, those are my answers, so I guess I just did not understand it.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. You two obviously didn't work together at all. So we've got to roll up our sleeves and.
But
you're
going
to
get the award for most improved. So
hopefully.
I mean, this is different from the other two coding systems, obviously, and it's going to take a while for us to wrap our heads around this.
The mentalization can be about themselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably what I didn't get then.
I was thinking at first like that it had to be about somebody else, and then I realized that it could be about myself.
As long as you're using mental state terms to describe behavior, and you can use mental state terms to refer to yourself.
Right.
I just looked at it as kind of being like on a crossing axis where, you know, it kind of was, like as far as like the complexity, you know, of the mental states mm-hmm. and the specificity of them too, you know, like, so if it was a very vague, like after I decided, okay, there's a mental state, are they giving a specific answer or, you know, like a generalized answer? So then to kind of, you know, move back and forth between that spectrum of it.
Okay.
You know, so is it a three or higher, and then to decide what level of three or higher was, you know, how specific or, you know, to them.
Right.
I thought it had to be about the parent. Like, these were all pretty much other. I thought that's what it had to be. So that's probably why.
Well, the examples are culled from the AAI,
okay.
Right? So the AAI is about relationships to parents. We aren't going to be coding all of our responses to parents. Mm-hmm. There are going to be a third of them that are going to be related to self.
Right, but I guess I thought if it's going to be about the parents, then the mental states have to be about the parents. If it's about someone else,
but it could be about how your parent made you feel. You know,
okay,
like
I didn't. That's why I probably didn't do well, because I thought it had to be about the parent's mental state, about mm-hmm. how the parent felt. I didn't think it could be about how they made you
think
feel.
Of it more like with the DR scale, how if they just described a relationship, you know, like specifically we could kind of like take that for the higher score.
Okay. I mean, let's go over each one. How about we do that now? I don't have the actual descriptions. I have the scores.
Yeah, I have the
descriptions.
Okay. So I just, for number one, so you guys have the correct answers. Chris is the only one who has them right now.
I don't have the correct answers.
Oh, you don't?
I
okay.
deleted it after I did them for fairness to say.
For what?
Just so that I didn't, you know,
okay.
like they weren't all in right. place.
Okay, so the answer to number one is two. So nobody got that right.
Well, it's like a little middle.
Yeah, I didn't do any middle ones. I didn't do any in-between.
Well, we, you know, those are not off limits. You can, and we did talk about that last week, as I recall.
Yeah.
How we would assign a middle number.
There are a lot in the manual. You see, like, a lot of six or things that would fall in the middle.
Yeah.
I figured out the four and the six, I think, but the two and the zero, I'm still a little iffy on, but we'll have next week to work those out.
Oh, because when we start the, unused.
Well, I mean, if we find any more examples in the manual, how we do that, but.
Oh, okay. All right. If you guys can, it'd be great if you guys could find some more examples. We could have more fun, eggy scored.
Yeah, I mean.
Responses before we hit.
We could probably find some that and just maybe cut down some how long they were.
Yeah.
And we could still apply. We said we weren't going to be using zero. Basically, is that what we said? I had that written down.
No, zero is a legitimate.
No, but that
like,
was our school, our response.
Like, if someone's saying I choose not to answer this question, that's not going to be a zero. That's going to be a negative one.
Yeah.
Right. That's what we're saying.
I was thinking. This is a little bit.
If they said, "Let me think about it," I'm not going to answer this question.
Right.
It might be a zero.
So that okay.
What were you going to say, Dustin?
I was just going to say that now that it's the summer, I was thinking that we could, me personally, I could do way more. Once we get reliable, I could do way more than, you know, 10 or 15 that we were doing over the semester. I could do, try to do as many as possible once we get reliable.
I like your thinking, Dustin.
It's music to Chris's ears. All right, thank you for that.
I'm channeling Marie, and she says she agrees. And she's on her way. Okay. I'm back.
With the absence, the departure of Richard, we need everybody else to kind of step up a little bit more. So.
Who?
Richard who?
Who?
That's a shame. How quickly we forget our comrades in arms.
Forget what?
All right, so number two, number one was two, and then so we had Brianna at three, Chris at three, Dustin at three, Giacomo at 1, and Melissa at 5. So, let the battle begin. Well, maybe what would be helpful is if somebody read that item first.
She loved us and wanted to give us, you know, a feeling of security or of being wanted, and a good start in life, I suppose.
Okay, one more time.
She loved us and wanted to give us, you know, a feeling of security or of being wanted and a good start in life, I suppose.
Okay, so already what we want to do is we want to rule out negative 1, 0, and 1. The reason why is that 1 is an absent RF.
Right.
And this woman or man, whoever it was, you know, said, you know, applied a mental state.
Like the love part?
Yes, okay. Love and wanted us to feel wanted. Those are all mental state terms. So automatically you have to think higher than 1. And the next higher number is 2.
The 3 is questionable or low.
Now 3, see, I think the question here is between 3 and a 2.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I can see why you guys would put 3.
Yeah, I just had written next to it like vague with no kind of specific, like it's just got that, you know, kind of broad oversense to it.
I'm struggling to understand why it would be a 2 rather than a 3. Because she loved us, I felt was similar to she is a caring person, which would be a 3. Mm-hmm. So what makes it lower?
Yeah, I hear you on that. And I'm looking for any references to a score of 2 in the manual, and I'm not seeing any. Mm-hmm. Chris or Giacomo, have you seen any references to 2? You know, they talk a little about a 4 and a 6, but I'm just meaning about a 2. Now on page, it's my 33, but I think my pages are a little bit different from yours. Under common types of questionable or low RF, there's 3A, 3B, and 3C. If you look under 3B, what?
It might have to do with like the I suppose at the end. And that it's, you know, also has a little bit of the disavowal to it.
Doesn't contemplating, like, not having a certainty actually give it higher?
Because I was thinking, maybe I suppose might say that they are, but not saying this isn't definite and it's possible.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think that might
that
be
might make, make it more make it higher.
Yeah.
No, I mean, because with the one, you know, the I really don't know, like, the not asserting that I don't know their mental states, but, you know, I'm kind of not sure about this, like, the more vague.
I see what you're saying
not
now.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like where the people at the ones could just be, you know, even questioning that they have RF. Mm-hmm. So
I think you look at probably at better both ways.
Yeah.
The question was,
could you looking on the 3B or 3A?
3B. 2 is mentioned. The interviewer has given this rating if there are at least 3 instances in which the speaker is overly analytical, if one or more of these includes text that qualifies as bizarre reasoning, distorting, self-serving, the rater should assign the interview as a whole a 1 or 2 rating. The overly analytical passage interview may also be rated 1 or 2 rather than 3 if there's little or no sense over the course of the interview of a developing understanding. Now, this is not an overly analytical passage, but I'm just saying that there, 2 is mentioned at least. That context doesn't exactly help us. Yeah, I'm thinking this sounds more like naive, simplistic. These transcripts show a partial appreciation of intention of others, either within instances or across transcripts as a whole. The understanding offered may be very superficial, often totally banal, with excessive use of cliches and referring to mental states and perhaps normalization of negative experiences beyond what may be culturally accepted. The understanding is rarely specific to personal experience, either of self or other, does not enter into the complexities of mental states, conflicts, ambivalence, etc. The interview is likely to contain canned statements, and the interviewer is likely to experience a sense of superficiality about such transcripts. To assign this category, the rater is expected to have identified naive, simplistic passages as the majority of low ratings. So, when I was hearing it, that's the general sense I got, but Fonagy dropped it down to a 2, and we're trying to figure out why that is, and I can see why it's not a 1, but I'm having a hard time understanding why it's not a 3.
I don't know since I had so much trouble, but could it be this this sort of egocentricity of it, like that is all about how the mother felt about the self? Because it says in a 1 if it's self-serving, or egocentric, so maybe that's what it is.
So that might drop it down a notch from 3 to 2?
Yeah.